Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I must say, on the Kane thing, I was stunned by that ad that he did with his campaign manager ending up smoking a cigarette, which, in my judgment, is one of the great health hazards in America in terms of lethal diseases and also the cost of it all. I think that maybe 999 stands for you got 9 months to live with lung cancer, 9 months to live with emphysema, 9 months to live with coronary artery disease. I can't imagine why they thought that that was an effective image.
There's Tom Brokaw, well-known voice, commenting on the web ad from Herman Cain's, this is the chief of his staff, Mark Block, smoking into the camera. The idea that this is something in the way of attempting to get smokers to vote for Cain. And then there's the other idea about how, as he's suggesting, smoking is so bad for you. You won't find any sympathy. I happen to like a lot of Herman Cain's ideas, but I'm an ardent non-smoker for lots of different reasons. And find this, the ad didn't, I don't want to characterize it, excuse me, in any other way than being ineffective for me. How was it for you, though? 800-510-8255. A lot of talk about Herman Cain this weekend, so the Talk Radio Countdown Show begins with a focus on that, and then whether or not Rick Perry ought to drop out. Basically, this hour aimed at the presidential race on the Republican side and what the Sunday morning television news programs have had to say about any number of issues that are wrapped around the presidential race. My name is Doug Steffen, and we'll get first to CBS's Face the Nation, where Bob Schieffer speaks to Mr. Cain, who admits to Bob that a large number of people have been complaining about this ad.
What is the point of that, having a man smoke a cigarette in a television commercial for you?
One of the themes within this campaign is let Herman be Herman. Mark Block is a smoker. And we say, let Mark be Mark. That's all we're trying to say, because we believe, let people be people. He doesn't deny that he's a smoker. This isn't trying
to... Are you a smoker?
No, I'm not a smoker. But I don't have a problem if that's his choice. So let Herman be Herman. Let Mark be Mark. Let people be people. This wasn't intended to send any subliminal signal whatsoever.
But it does. It sends a signal that it's cool to smoke.
No, it does not. Mark Block smokes. That's all that ad says. We weren't trying to say it's cool to smoke. You have a lot of people in this country that smoke. But what I respect about Mark as a smoker, who is my chief of staff, he never smokes around me or smokes around anyone else. He goes outside.
Well, he smokes on television.
Well, he smokes on television. But there was no other subliminal message.
Was it meant to be funny?
It was meant to be informative. If they listened to the message where he said, America has never seen a candidate like Herman Cain. That was the main point of it. And the bit on the end, we didn't know whether it was going to be funny to some people or whether they were going to ignore it or whatever the case may be.
Let me just tell you, it's not funny to me.
Okay.
I am a cancer survivor,
right,
like you.
I am also.
I had cancer that's smoking related.
Yes.
I don't think it serves the country well, and this is an editorial opinion here, to be showing someone smoking a cigarette. And you're the front runner now, and it seems to me, as front runner, you would have a responsibility not to take that kind of a tone in this. I would suggest that perhaps as the front runner, you'd want to raise the level of the campaign.
We will do that, Bob, and I do respect your objection to the ad. And probably about 30% of the feedback was very similar to yours. It was not intended to offend anyone. And being a cancer survivor myself, I am sensitive to that sort of thing.
Would you take the ad down?
Well, it's on the Internet. We didn't run it on TV.
And why don't you take it off the Internet?
It's impossible to do now. Once you put it on the Internet, it goes viral. We could take it off of our website, but there are other sites that have already picked it up. It's nearly impossible to erase that ad from the Internet.
Hey, have you ever thought of just saying to young people, don't smoke? 400,000 people in America die every year smoking-related.
I will have no problem saying that. As a matter of fact...
Well, say it right now.
Young people of America, all people, do not smoke. It is hazardous and it's dangerous to your health. Don't smoke. I've never smoked, and I have encouraged people not to smoke.
And so it's not a cool thing to do.
It is not a cool thing to do. And that's not what it was trying to say. Smoking is not a cool thing to do.
Said that. He underscored it there. Reacting and responding and doing what Bob Schieffer asked him to do. Herman Cain goes right to the point and seems to, I did not see the original version of this, so I don't know how Schieffer responded or reacted to what Cain said, but that's a pretty powerful message in and of itself, isn't it? 800-510-8255. So I have used these terms to ask how you would describe these various candidates. Is Herman Cain number one with you? He's number one in the polls. Is he number one with you? Is he a pretender? Some people have called this program and said they didn't think he was a serious candidate. Is he a contender? A lot of people call this program and say he's their man. Does he intend? Is he intending? Is he an intendor or intender? I think he is. 800-510-8255. Here's host Lou Pate talking to political analyst Aaron Solomon about Mr. Cain's surging popularity.
Regardless of all the smear campaigns going on the left, the way they're trying to make him sound like a buffoon, a clown, the guy just keeps rising. They call him Rising Cain. Do you think it's going to last, or where are you at on this?
You know, I don't know if it's going to last or not, but I'll tell you that I've never had such a positive intuition about a candidate. And obviously, I can't extrapolate too much on my own intuition. Everybody has different judgment about that sort of thing, and no one's omniscient, certainly not me, by, even less than most. But, I am a political junkie, and
what's your gut tell you? What's your gut tell you?
It tells me that he has real legs, that this campaign of his has legs. People do not want Romney. None of the other options are acceptable. We need to get somebody in there that is not, I know this sounds like such a cliche, but in this case, it's really true and it's extremely urgent. We have to get somebody in that isn't just a run-of-the-mill candidate that's going to preside over business as usual. Obama and the Democrats, the Republicans have helped, but particularly the Democrats under Obama have driven this nation to an absolute crisis point. This next election is going to determine whether we are a free people or not.
There are a lot of people who continue every day to confront the encroachment of government and who are fed up. I'm going to have at DougStephan.com the story of a woman who has a farm, I believe it's in Nevada. She was having a dinner for the people who come to her farm and are members of a group that buy every week. A CSA is what they call it. And she was confronted by a health inspector who shut down her dinner and poured bleach over all of the food that the people were about to eat. And there is a video that is going viral. Her name is Bledsoe. It is, look for the viral video. Bledsoe is her last name. I'll come up with her first name. It's just amazing what is going on in this country. Success is just fall. It's just slipping through our hands. 800-510-8255. Let's take some calls on this in a matter of moments. Herman Cain, his stance and various things, whether you think it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down. The ad itself, is it funny? 16 after the hour on the countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with
taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for Monday, October 31st. The essence of all of the pros and cons of Herman Cain in the focus here. Mark is in Willard, North Carolina, up on the Countdown Live. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, sir. Mr. Cain knows what he's doing. He's a businessman, and he survived. He's a cancer survivor. He's a businessman. He's made his...
Okay, let me enter. Mark, just tell us what you think about him. We know what his resume is all about. What is there specifically about him that you like? Because that seems to be the tone of your call.
I think he's got the objective to run this country. Mm-hmm. I think he knows about politics.
Let me ask you whether you would work for him actively. Will you go out and campaign for him? Will you try to get your friends, your relatives, people that you work with to vote for him?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, sure. I would.
All right.
I'll go right straight to the point. Yes, I would.
All right. Good. Thank you. Maggie, what are your thoughts about the same issue with regard to Mr. Cain?
Well, I thought he was pretty good until yesterday. I think it was on that same program that you have the excerpt from, mm-hmm. where he said, he was questioned, that he's in favor of no abortion or the life begins at the moment of conception. Yeah. Now, you got to understand that when people who believe and go after that politically, they rule out most forms of birth control.
Yes,
comes under
do.
That.
Yep.
Now, the thing, that, I mean, that made me, I couldn't believe he said that, because I have thought all along that he seems like he'd be like a Harry Truman kind of president. I didn't mind him. I'm not voting for him. I'm voting for Buddy Romer. But I thought he makes sense. I like him much better than Romney.
Yeah.
But until, if once you get into this moment of conception, if you're in favor of that, that's a big deal. It's going to be a big deal because it's on an amendment to the Constitution in the state of Mississippi.
Well, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to change your position on that once you make it. A lot of times when they go into the primaries trying to get right-wingers, in this case, or in the Democratic primary, the left-wing wants to, they want to bring in those people that go to the primary, and then they'll change their position. Hard to change your position when it comes to this issue. Thank you for pointing out your thoughts, Maggie, to us. 21 after the hour on the Countdown.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. We're in the caller mode here. Herman Cain is the focus. We'll get to Rick Perry in the next half hour and other contenders in the GOP presidential countdown, shall we say. A countdown to the first vote, which happens in January, first primary. Raymond, listening in Hickory, North Carolina. You're on the air now, Raymond. Hello.
Hey, I think the funny part of the whole deal with Kane's ad is it's getting more radio and TV time than it got internet time.
That's amazing how that works, isn't it, huh? It just becomes, so just one little thing like that, and people who say, oh, I don't want to give this any, or they're disgusted with it, but yet all the conversation about it causes all, this is the best free advertising in a sense, because, you know, the old adage, it isn't so much what you say about me, it's repeat my name, make sure you spell it right. I want to hear my name, and everybody now is certainly much more aware. If you weren't aware, let's say you were a Democrat and you weren't aware of the process, let's say you were just a middle-of-the-road sort of voter, and now many more Democrats and independents know who this fellow is, and they're paying attention to him. So you're right about that, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's Rod, another caller from Florida.
Well, I thought that ad was very funny. Never seen an ad like that before. And even Kane's devilish little smile at the end there was all pretty funny. But still, it doesn't. I wouldn't support anybody like that. That just is more or less humor than anything seriously for a candidate to put an ad out like that. He's probably marketing his book a lot. I don't think he really feels deep inside that he has a chance to win the election. And he's probably making some good change, I'm thinking.
All right. Thank you for your thoughts. Good to have people thinking. 800-510-8255. Kathy in Michigan on the smoking ad and smoking itself.
I have to say I agree with the having a sense of humor. I just loved the ad. For the first time, we saw a cigarette hanging off the lips of a campaign manager. And the reason I liked it is because smoking is legal, and our personal freedom of where we can go to smoke has been taken away, yet smokers pay a lot in taxes. It's just for me, it's choice in the United States is taken away if you know, other people deem it, you shouldn't have it. Just like I don't feel we needed a seatbelt law. I should have the choice of putting my seatbelt on or not. I don't need a law, but if I get hurt in an accident without my seatbelt, then maybe the insurance shouldn't cover that. I don't think we need a law. And I think smokers are a part of our society that pay a lot of taxes, and they're very limited on what they can do.
All right. There's more independent thinking. Mary in Ohio doesn't like the ad.
I found the ad insulting, especially the smoking part. However, I heard on the radio last night that the chief of staff or his campaign manager, the man in the ad, has been thrown out of Wisconsin politics for suppressing the black vote. So I was wondering if anyone would call in and comment on that or say how true it was. You know, it's been proven that smoking is really bad for your health, for one thing. And it was like they were just sticking it in your eye. They were going to do whatever they wanted.
Sticking it in your eye or sticking it in your ear, one or the other. 800-510-8255. We'll take a few more calls on Mr. Kane and the ad and and Rick Perry will be in the focus. A lot of people are wondering about his flat tax plan. What do you make of the plans there? I think Romney's got something new in the tax plan area as well, or the economic. Some people try to tie it together, economic plan, tax plan, whatever. What's happening there from your point of view? We'll continue to find a little bit of info from the Sunday morning info shows on TV as well as the countdown continues.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Radio 800-510-8255. We're talking about Herman Cain's new ad. Are you a supporter of Cain's? Does it emphasize the wrong thing? Do you like him because he's an outsider? What's your taste for Mr. Cain? We'll spend a few more minutes on a few more of your calls, and then we'll get to Rick Perry, who seems to be at this point in time almost just doesn't seem to have much starch. And he seems out of contention. 800-510-8255. Let's try Dimitri, who's in Fairbanks, Alaska, listening to the countdown. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, thanks. How about you?
Good. I support Cain. He's straightforward, intelligent, and he's not a politician, which is what I think we need. Now, I haven't seen this smoking ad, whatever everyone's raising so much Cain about, not to use a pun there.
You're probably one of four people who hasn't seen it, but I give you credit for that because so many people spend so much time on the internet or on their computers that it's refreshing to hear someone actually who hasn't.
Yeah, well, I don't have a computer, and since they took analog TV off, I don't have TV anymore. So, but I haven't seen the ad. But what I'd understand is, aren't all the liberal Democrats talking about how we have to be more tolerant of everything and more tolerant of everybody and everybody's feelings? And yet they're the ones that are most intolerant of anything that they don't agree with. It's Animal Farm. We're all equal, except some are a little more equal than others. And I just find it so hypocritical. And the thing that Bob Schieffer did, I found very unprofessional.
There's too much invective from people like Schieffer's. Usually quite good, frankly. He's one of the best because he's seasoned. He's been around for a while.
I found that to be very unprofessional to do that.
It wasn't like him. You know what? I wish you had a computer, Dimitri, because I'd send you, I'd have you Google Laura Bledsoe, LauraBledsoe, and I'd ask everybody who's listening to this program to Google her and see the story. I was talking about this in the last half hour. There's a woman who was trying she's in Nevada. She was trying to have a farm dinner for people on her farm who were her customers, and the government came in and shut her down. This is the kind of stuff you were just talking about, and so many other people are talking about, this is what tips the scale for people who, one way or another, may not have a preference, but they hear stories like this and they think to themselves, my God, what's happening in the government? And this is it. This is the kind of stuff that people need to be more aware of. And thanks to the viralness of the internet, it does, the stories do get told, and people really do come up thinking, what are we doing to change things? And Herman Cain, I'll try not to be what you thought of Schieffer, although this is an opinion program, as most of the political talk radio shows are. So I'll tell you that I have strong feelings for Mr. Cain's issue, or issues, taxes, about freedom. I am taken back by his continuing to refer to the abortion issue, or even if somebody asks him because they're trying to get him. That's something that will not get him many. I mean, it may in the primary get him some votes, but it won't down the road, and it'll steer women clear away from him. So the message here is the economy and jobs. That's all. If a serious candidate wants to really glom on, the issues are the economy and how to get jobs. There's no way that Obama can stand the test on that one. So that would be, if I were a Republican running for something, that would be the message that I'd have. Thank you for your call, sir. 800-510-8255, Waterville, Maine, is where Paul is. All right, Paul, let's go.
Well, I hired people in the minority trying to sway the majority all the time. Cigarettes, for one. Cigarettes used to be cheap. Now they're mostly taxes. And I enjoy my smoking.
Yeah.
I don't smoke a lot, but when I smoke, I want to smoke. And this country needs to go towards the economy, getting jobs, instead of trying to take people's rights away, which this country was built on.
Well, I think you're just echoing what I said a minute ago, sir, so you'll probably vote for the person that you feel is going to protect your individual rights. That may be what the election is all about. 800-510-8255. Joseph is in Virginia. All right. 800-510-8255. Joyce in Pennsylvania on Herman Cain's ad.
Everybody I talk to around here love that ad. Number one, it isn't just about smoking. He says at the end we're going to put united back in the United States. That means we should be united and respecting the rights of other people. We're sick and tired of Hollywood and Congress and Michelle Obama telling us what we can eat, what we can drive, where we should go. And you know what? They just need to butt out of our lives and let us run them a little bit while they run an idea on how to keep the economy growing. We love the ad. Even if we're not total supporters, we're on the fence right now. But he had a message for middle America that most of us really love. And they can take their elite ideas and you know what.
Yes, ma'am. We know where we can stick them or where somebody else can stick them. 800-510-8255. Fred in North Carolina, another supporter of Herman Cain.
I don't like the ad. I'm a big supporter of Herman Cain. Many of my friends are supporters of Herman Cain, and I would much prefer to see his face talking to us and telling us why we should be voting for him. I didn't like his smile, especially. I thought it was too sly, and just a very bad performance overall.
800-510-8255. Interesting that Herman Cain is full of confidence about his prospects. He has not been in Iowa or New Hampshire, and he said over the weekend he expects to finish first or second in each of those states. Matter of fact, the latest Des Moines Register poll shows Cain tied with Mitt Romney for the lead in the primary. He's also predicting victory in South Carolina, which will hold the first presidential contest in the South. Then he said, look out. Was in a football tailgate party at Stanford University. Stanford, which is a Baptist school in Alabama. And so he's been fumbling, and a lot of people think he ought to just cut back on his media appearances. So he keeps having to clarify himself on abortion and immigration and terrorism. Probably not too helpful. Joseph, let's try you now. I think we got it straightened out from Virginia. Hello.
Well, I'm not necessarily a
a Herman Cain supporter, but at this point I would vote for anybody, even after Dean Newman, before I'd vote for Obama. The message I get from this is that you guys are a joke, man. I mean, Obama got on stage, gave a speech about how students are going to lose their college loans, and sick people are going to die, and he's trying to scare people, fight everybody to death. This guy's a divider. He's not a uniter. You guys want to make big news out of a Herman Cain commercial when there's actual serious stuff going on in this country? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, there you go. There's a lot of, you get a sense, this is a pretty good car. I find, at least my experience in having done this program for over 10 years, is that the callers represent, because we have such a widespread out over the country, and because this is non-sectarian, I'll tell you what I think, but we try to present both sides of every issue here as much as we can find audio to bring both sides of the issue. And so we get a pretty composite feeling or sense of how most of you, or many of you, or the majority of people in the country are feeling. So I think you got that from all of these calls. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Check out all these stories in the homepage at DougStephan.com. Rick Perry, we'll spend some time on him in a moment here on The Countdown.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about peer pressure. Yes, peer pressure. All of our lives, we've learned that peer pressure is not necessarily good for us, especially if we start to hang out with the wrong type of people. But as we grow older, is there peer pressure that can work for us? Is there peer pressure that should work for us? And the answer is yes, of course, because we always take a look at peer pressure as a negative thing, where in reality, it is a positive thing. Once we begin to hang out with people that provide a positive peer pressure influence on our lives, hang out with successful people, hang out with optimistic people, hang out with people that dream, hang out with people that have achieved their dreams, hang out with people that can actually help you do everything that you want in life. Those are the peer pressures that you want. Let them put pressure on you to succeed. And by the way, you are allowed to put peer pressure on other people to succeed, and that way life is good for everyone. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
800-510-8255, a service to the public, the Talk Radio Countdown program, Your thoughts as we continue to focus on the presidential race. Rick Perry was on with Chris Wallace over the weekend about his flat tax plan.
You did propose a major tax reform plan this week, and as I said, we got some time, so let's drill down into some of the details of it. You give people a choice, a 20% flat tax, or they can stay in the current system. Now, one assumes that most people are going to figure it out and decide to go with the plan that they pay the fewer taxes, the less in taxes. Your campaign says, and they sent this out to a private accounting firm, this would mean $4.7 trillion less in revenue over the first 6 years, from 2014 to 2020. Doesn't the Perry plan blow a hole in the deficit?
Well, you got to look at the spending cuts as well, and you got to look at the dynamics of the growth that goes on here. I mean, you can't just say, take one little piece of this and say, here's the plan. It's not. This is a plan that gives people an option, and I think a good option, to be able to do their taxes on a postcard, literally taking that 20% tax, flat tax, deducting mortgage, deducting charitable, deducting local taxes, $12,500 for each dependent, subtracting it and sending it in. I mean, literally on a postcard. It's that simple to put it on that postcard right there. That's it. And then people have the confidence. People have the confidence, the job creators. This plan is about getting people back to work, putting the confidence back in the American entrepreneur, to know that the regulations are not going to be there, that these tax burdens. You know who's going to hate this more than anybody, Chris? It's the Washington lobbyists that have been carving out all of these corporate tax loopholes. They've been manipulating our tax code. Make it simple. Put those guys out of business. I guarantee you, that's the type of approach that Americans are looking for. A simple tax code, corporate tax rate of 20% as well. Bring those corporate tax proceeds back from offshore at a 5.25%, and we will balance that budget in 2020. Nobody says it's going to be easy, but we need a president who has a commitment to that, who's got a track record of doing that. And I have.
All right. A couple of quick questions about that. You talk about simplicity, but the fact is a lot of people would have to calculate their taxes the old way. They'd have to calculate their taxes with the alternative minimum tax. They'd have to calculate their taxes with the new 20%. Far from being simple, you might have to calculate your taxes. This would be a boon for my accountant. Three ways to figure out which is the cheapest.
I don't think that's the case at all. I think most Americans know right off the top of their head, they're going to take that 20% flat tax, they're going to take their deductions, and they're going to send that in. They're not going to have to go ask an accountant or a lawyer. There may be some folks out there that want to go ask those accountants, go ask those lawyers. That's their business. That's the great thing about the choice here. But this will substantively change the IRS as we know it today.
All right. Is it too little, too late? Later on, the people that are on this panel on Fox, Britt Hume, Mara Liasson, and Wallace, talk about Perry's dive.
You know, he certainly dug a hole for himself from 38% in the polls in August to 6-7% now. Can he turn that around in the next 2 months?
Well, it would be a remarkable turnaround, the likes of which we've not seen before. But he has some real assets, Perry. He's a very attractive man. He has a kind of an easy, genial manner. Reminds me a little bit of Ronald Reagan, a very handsome guy. And, and he does, he's a person of some standing, the governor of this big state. He does have this job record that's pretty good. And if he can perform, I don't think I'll violate the Brinkley rule by saying that if his performance in going forward in the debates is as effective as his performance being interviewed by you today, he's got a chance to dig out of this hole. But it's late in the game. He brought his program out very, very late. He needed to have that with him when he got in the first debate. So he's got a long way to go.
Mara, I mean, there are a couple of things that strike me. On the one hand, he does have attributes. He's got a record. He has a tremendous personal magnetism. And he's got money. And, the mother's milk of politics. He's got enough money to build an organization, to be up with ads, at least I would think through Iowa and New Hampshire. The flip side of it, though, is exactly what Britt said. He doesn't, he didn't seem to have really thought this through when he got in the race, why he didn't have the flat tax and a lot of this stuff when he got in the race, and he's rolling it out now, seems to have been a real miscalculation on his part.
All right, there it is, as much as we can squeeze in here. Up next, others on the presidential contender list.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The presidential race in general, we've gone from Herman Cain to Rick Perry. Let's give a couple of other folks some time here, including Ron Paul from CNN over the weekend. Candy Crowley talking to Ron Paul about the possibility of him running as a third-party candidate.
You've raised a bit of a stir because you have refused to flatly rule out a third-party bid. Now, I know the minute you say I'm running for, I might do a third-party bid, that kind of, dooms a Republican bid. But nonetheless, if there were a third-party bid, let's just say, as a hypothetical, wouldn't you see a third-party bid from the Republican side of the equation as something that would doom Republican chances?
Well, I don't think it would doom it. It would cause a little bit of a problem. Remember, Ronald Reagan did quite well. But Ronald Reagan did well with Anderson in it, and he still won rather easily. No,
they did so well with Roe.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's true. That's another example. But anyway. I have no intention of doing it. Nobody's particularly asked me to do it, and they know what I'm doing, and I have no plans whatsoever to do it.
Let me ask you about something that a man named Matt Robbins, who's executive director of the American Majority, which is a Tea Party faction, which has some sway. It's not a small group. It's a fairly good-sized group, who said this of Michelle Bachmann. Let's face it, she's a backbencher and has been a backbencher congressperson for years. This is not a serious presidential campaign. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think she's very serious, and I think she did quite well. We were essentially tied for the Ames straw vote, so no. To say she's not serious, or for somebody to all of a sudden make a declaration on TV or make some challenges that's repeated on TV means that a person's campaign is wiped out. No, I don't think that's fair.
And finally, George Will, a well-known conservative columnist, wrote this about Mitt Romney. Romney, supposedly the Republican most electable next November, is a recidivist reviser of his principles who is not only becoming less electable, he might damage GOP chances of capturing the Senate. Republicans may have found their Michael Dukakis. What's your reaction to that?
Well, Well, time will tell. There's obviously times when Mitt has changed his position, you know, and he's had to answer to it, but he's pretty smooth in answering this. But no, I've seen ads and comments where he's changed his position on a lot of things.
Does that make
all
him
that
unelectable?
Suggests is, no, I don't think so. Not in this age. It gives him a challenge. But, you know, they have challenged all the candidates. They haven't challenged me for flip-flopping, so I'm very proud of that.
All right, here's Taco's John McDonald with a reporter about the latest polls.
There's so many people now running for president, and one day they're up and one day they're down. You can't keep track of it without a program. What is going on now? Do your best judgment.
It's fun, isn't it? I think what we actually saw this week is the latest polling shows Mitt Romney, you know, leading in many places at that range of 25%, which is where he has been all along. The others have fought over the remaining percentage of each poll. And there is some settling. I mean, we've seen everybody kind of take their runs and kind of come down a little bit. The latest being Herman Cain, who's still polling pretty well, but he had a really bad week. And Michelle Bachmann's not having a great time either. In fact, yesterday, a TV leader said it was time for her to exit the race. So it's starting to thin out a little bit.
Yeah. Is it too early to say that Michelle Bachmann will probably not be the next president of the United States?
I'm never going to say
no, I know.
That. I'll let you do that. I think it's
all right, Michelle Bachmann will not be the president of the United States.
Hers is a campaign that is in trouble. Her polling number, she's polling now on 4%.
Yeah.
A good chunk of her staff in New Hampshire has resigned from the campaign. Yeah. She went ahead and filed papers in New Hampshire and South Carolina as well.
By mail?
She's not giving up. She said she's not going to give up.
Didn't she file by mail? Or can you file by email? I read somewhere that she did file. Well, you know, I mean, people use here in Maine. A lot of people said that Paul LePage would never be governor. And guess what? He is now Governor Paul LePage. So, I mean, you don't say never.
It's like Rick Perry. People are trying to write off Rick Perry. Listen, he's got $12, $13, $14 million that he raised in the last quarter. He's not going anywhere anytime soon unless he decides it's taken out. I mean, he has plenty of dough to spend.
All right, the rim shots, I think we can put away for now. Who's up? This is a Halloween. There's some scary candidates out there, right? We can add them to the vision of what Halloween is all about. 59 past the hour on the countdown.